At a sometimes contentious meeting last week, members of the Clark County School Board made a final decision about the fate of the West Broad Farmers Market. Operated by the Athens Land Trust, the market and its community garden have been in the spotlight as Clark County Schools eyed the site for potential redevelopment. I sat down with School Superintendent Damon Means at his office last week to talk about the decision and the future of the West Broad site. Our conversation started with Means' reaction to last week's board meeting.
We had a very good board meeting. I think it was a highlight of what democracy looks like. We had a number of different guest speakers come to the microphone and advocate for different perspectives, and I think that was healthy and good. The Board of Education affirmed the proposal that the administration forwarded regarding the future of the West Broad campus. That recommendation from administration was that we would green light a project that would allow us to create a facility that is a brand new facility that fronts the Campbell Street side of that campus. We would build a brand new facility that's about 25,000 square feet. We would also renovate the West Broad building that is facing Minor Street to create a West Side school-based health clinic. It would provide a student success center, and it would create community rooms. So I think the one component that we are really pleased with is that we've made an overture to the Athens Land Trust, and we're open to potentially sharing that facility that would be facing Campbell Street. We're open to those conversations, and I think the Land Trust is deliberating over that right now. We also reiterated our proposal and our invitation for the Land Trust to relocate the farmers market to the campus of Clark Middle School. We value the relationship with the Land Trust, and we want to see that relationship continue. And then finally, we're going to move forward with the memorandum of understanding being extended to December 31st to allow the Land Trust to finish this season of the farmers market.
You presented a $10 million proposal. What would you say about the support you received?
I think the support was around our kids. I tried to focus it back on our students. The concept around early childhood education, I believe, is really critical for our community as it pertains to addressing poverty and addressing some of the challenges that some of our kids don't come to school ready for instruction. We know the research shows that high quality childhood education is that antidote, if you will, to addressing some of the challenges that our kids come to school with for the first time. So I think that was a helpful component to the proposal and was an element to its passage. I think the fact that we stayed focused on community and collaboration was very important. I appreciate our Board of Education continuing to ask me to seek a middle ground, a common ground with our friends from the Land Trust, and it's my sincere hope that we will come out of this with something solidified. But I think the true winners of this vote is the community. The kids are going to receive more opportunities for early childhood education opportunities. The community still have a chance to have the farmers market located right in the West Broad corridor, and we're gonna actually do a facelift, if you will, of that portion of the West Broad corridor by having new facilities and renovating something that is so very important to our entire community.
What would you say to, I guess, any parents, citizens, or even board members who may disagree with some of the plans?
It is rare in public policy and public life to get a unanimous universal support for any initiative. What I can say is that we have done our due diligence up to this point. We still have a lot of planning to do. There's still a lot of investigating that we need to do and engage a lot of different partners, be it at the Department of Education or other places. So we're just at the beginning stage of this work, but I would say to dissenters or people who don't who had some criticism of the proposal is that I appreciate their feedback. I think iron sharpens iron, and I would always ask people to remember that whatever I bring to the table as superintendent is with good intent.
Dr. Damon Means is the superintendent of schools for Clark County. We spoke last week at his office.